Radio. What is it? Who does it? Why? And the other two W's of journalism. Sort of. Hi, I'm Caleb Jordan, the one and only full-time production assistant at WKGC Panama City. Today we're talking interviews. When it comes to show formats like morning talk shows, oftentimes you will have guests or people of interest to interview. These could be anyone from your local celebrities to businesses. But how exactly do you, the host, get the information out of the guest and out to the public? This is where interview skills come into play. Those include building rapport with your guests to knowing what questions to ask. So that's probably why you're here, you know. What questions do I ask? We'll talk about the logic behind different mediums and the paths to explore to fit your time frame. Talk show logic. Being a platform versus investigative journalism. There are a few variety of interviews. In an investigative interview, you are looking to get answers to questions that will shed light on a story that may or may not otherwise be told in a convincing manner. You follow that story to the people that have the answers and then interview them. Alternatively, you or your organization has a platform and uses interviews to disseminate information to your audience. Let's use WKGC's Morning Mix talk show as an example to explore the use of interviews in a platform-based medium. This style of talk show interview can be seen from your local TV or radio station up to famous late-night shows. Often with late-night talk shows, the guest will come on and chat with the host, and then close their segment by the host whipping out the guest's new book or album or movie poster and promoting that for two or three sentences before they throw it to commercial. This shows the logic behind this type of interview. Everyone has a specific goal or reason for being on the show. This is a wonderful place to start planning your questions that you will ask your guest. Look objectively at why the guest wants to be on the show. Oftentimes, it's to promote things like an event or a product. So ask yourself, what is the thing that they want to promote? For example, we at WKGC recently had the Panama City Rescue Mission on the Morning Mix. We usually have community service organizations on air to help promote events coming in the near future. From a top-down perspective, the station is providing a platform to reach an audience, and the guests are providing the station with interesting local content that serves a public need. As the host, I need to understand what the organization is and why they are coming on the show. In the Rescue Mission's case, it was to promote the Thanksgiving lunch on Thanksgiving Day that is free to the whole community, not just those in specific need. Once you know why the guest is coming on, it gets easy. You simply apply the 5 W's you probably learned in third grade. Those are the who, what, when, where, and why of a situation. So let's break down the Rescue Mission. Who? The Panama City Rescue Mission. What? The Thanksgiving lunch. When? Thanksgiving Day from 11 to 3 p.m. Where? The Rosenwald Middle School. Why? To provide hot meals at no cost to any member of the community, whether they're in specific need or not. Often you can find all this information in an event flyer or a press release from the organization. You should certainly get this information before the interview so you'll have an idea of what you're discussing when it comes time to do the interview. Those are the basic facts you'll want to cover when you get the thing rolling. But always leave room to follow a train of thought as the guest answers your question. That's where the conversation gets interesting and makes your interview more unique than anyone else's. Now let's talk medium. and how to fit your interview to a certain time frame. This is another top-down factor that will influence exactly how in-depth you can or should get with your interview. That being, how much time do you have on air, quotation marks, depending on your medium. That could be TV, radio, it could be a print interview, it could be a podcast. All of these have different sort of conditions and leeway and length that you can flex based on where it's going. So on like a local TV news station, you may only have one segment that lasts about 5 minutes to get all of your information out. That gives you about just enough time to cover the five W's of the topic and throw in a little personality into the story, but that's it. For the morning mix, we have an hour-long show that shakes out to about 20 minutes of conversation time. This presents both a challenge and an opportunity. If I use what we've already learned, why is my guest coming on the show, then I'm still left lacking 15 minutes of content. So how do I fill that time? The answer for how to fill additional time is to broaden the scope of your five W's. Let's get weird with an analogy. Imagine the interview is like an onion, like an ogre. The why is my guest coming on the show is the core layer. If you run out of content on the core layer and still have time to fill, you can go up to the next layer, which is broader than the core. Often the easiest subject to cover on this layer is about the person or the organization itself. Now that our focus is on the organization, we can apply the five W's to them as well and pad our content runtime with some interesting information that other media outlets may not have taken the time to explore. Let's look back at the rescue mission. The who is the Panama City Rescue Mission. The what is the rescue mission is a community service organization focused on providing assistance for members of the community that are often homeless or struggling with addiction. When? The rescue mission is open year-round. Where? Our local area, with two shelter locations that separate the men from the women and children, as each group may have certain needs that cannot be addressed in mixed company. Why do they do this? A love for their fellow man as guided by their faith, as they are a faith-based organization. This sort of overview over who is putting on the event really can make it an easy source for information to pad it out, and that is the thing that will make your product unique. The time you took to cover more than just what they're there for. And this plays directly into our next point. How do you get info out of your guest? You build rapport. And we will get into building rapport and taking care of your guests along with interpersonal skills in the next time. Thank you.